Forecast for today, partly cloudy, high around 77. The Racine Unified School District announcing a meeting tomorrow with the Racine Education Association and Local 152 Building Service employees. It's to comply with the Board of Education's desire to have a collaborative process regarding the proposed general sections of the draft employee handbook as presented last month. This will not include, according to the notice, proposed addendums. The meeting is scheduled for 9 a.m. tomorrow at the Administrative Service Campus. Meanwhile, the Johnson Foundation at Wingspread hosting a breakfast meeting before that with Racine Unified Superintendent Lolly Hodge. It's regarding the Raising Racine 2022 Progress and the Power of Collective Impact. This is an offshoot of the December 2013 presentation by Dr. Hawes, Raising Racine. Fire after 1 o'clock this morning in Kenosha caused a significant amount of damage to a large one-story building for the City of Kenosha's Parks Division within the Department of Public Works. The initial 911 call was about smoke from the roof. A police officer arrived shortly thereafter, confirmed it, and then the fire department's first unit on scene called back right away to dispatch. It was a working fire.
We had a rubber membrane, we had insulation, then we had the steel decking, and then we had insulation underneath that. So we had fire in between those membranes and the metal decking, and it took us a little while to get to it, but we eventually got to it and extinguished the fire.
That's Battalion Chief Guy Santelli. The fire crews worked to get all their hoses and other equipment off the streets ahead of morning rush, which they did. The biggest concern was 39th Avenue. Three men from Illinois dead, shot at point-blank range, a younger man still being sought. Reference to what happened during an event called Larry's Fun Fest at the Great Lakes Dragaway south of Highway KR in Kenosha County. Sheriff David Benth saying a lot of information to process given the venue and the big crowd on hand.
We don't know the motive. We are not aware of any altercations that happened earlier. We really, at this point, from the detectives and the lieutenants and captain I talked to, we're not aware of exactly what caused this.
Aside from the response to the shootings, you have the evacuation of a crime scene and the slow, methodical process. Racine County deputies and Mount Pleasant police assisting on the north perimeter. It was a crowd of close to 150 packed into a long, narrow alley off 16th Street near Phillips Avenue in Racine. Remember 20-year-old Deshaun Jordan. He was shot and killed there a week ago. The Racine Interfaith Coalition's normally subdued event, filled with high emotion, including family and friends. Deshaun Jordan's father speaking with pride about his son having graduated high school. A short live celebration.
He came to me and said, "Dad, I got my diploma." He said, "Hey, I'm finna do this." I said, "All right, cool." I said, "Let's take a picture." He said, "All right, I'm going to the store for grandma," and said, "I'll be back." Uh-huh. He ain't never come back. That was my son. He was important to me.
The backdrop for the prayer vigil, a wall to a business on which messages were printed and items left to remember Jordan. Balloons, liquor bottles, flowers, and ever-present the number 23, a tribute to the number Michael Jordan wore during his NBA playing career. Meanwhile, a 17-year-old remains jailed, charged with Jordan's murder. As of today, a section of Racine County Highway A, also known as Plank Road, is closed to traffic because a big culvert is being replaced with a bridge over the west branch of the Root River Canal. That construction expected to last about 2.5 months, the bridge scheduled to open up in late October. A section of Highway D in Kenosha County between Highways 142 and Highway N to close for a couple of days as of today. That's to repair culvert damage during the recent flooding. Length of the closure will depend, of course, on the weather. And there's only one boat launch, you probably didn't know this, in Racine County with access to Lake Michigan in the city of Racine. But it caused county residents more to use than boaters who live in the city. The county board's Public Works, Parks, and Facilities Committee talked about that recently and asked the city to end the two-tiered fee system, noting that while a boat launch is in the city, you've got boats launching into the basin, which is owned by the county. Julie Anderson, the county's Public Works and Development Services Director, saying the daily launch fee for city residents is $8. It's $10 for county residents. The two-tiered system, though, is allowed under state law.
State statute says that the host municipality has the right to charge a higher fee for non-residents of their community. And so while that might be the law, we also think that it's not very fair, since that's the only place to launch a boat in Racine County into Lake Michigan.
So the committee unanimously decided to have a resolution drafted that would ask the city to remove the two-tiered system and go with one fee at the higher rate. What happened over the weekend in Charlottesville, Virginia, with violence at that white supremacy rally, got mentioned at the start of Sunday night's Racine Interfaith Coalition prayer vigil for local murder victim Deshaun Jordan. Rick's Tammy Hayward saying, we have to stand up and say no more.
Don't do this. This is wrong. This is wrong for any group of people to question the democratic views of a majority. This is wrong for a group of white people to say we have power over any other group. This is wrong for people to say Nazism or fascism is right. That was defeated many years ago. Who are they to try and bring it back? This is absolutely wrong and unheard of.
In a not-so-veiled reference, Hayward said, quote, if people in leadership positions in our country cannot stand up and say it's wrong, then other people will have to, unquote.
In our nation, we're part of a group called the Melial. It's in 17 states, and we have pledged to work against systemic racism, the racism that we know exists all the time. Can we end it by ourselves? No. We wish we could. We wish we could snap a finger and end it. But we can't. We know that. But we can stand up together and say it's wrong, and we can call it out for being wrong, and we can work against it all the time. And when other people in leadership don't stand up, we can stand up, and we will continue to stand up.
Two other members of the clergy attending that prayer vigil begged off any comments about Virginia, maintaining they would just be political, which they said was not the reason that everybody had gathered in the Racine Alley off 16th and Phillips. Caledonia's Legislative Licensing Committee is meeting at 4 o'clock this afternoon at the New Village Hall, and on the agenda, discussion about setting a restrictive distance between Class A liquor licenses. The Racine Landmarks Preservation Commission is meeting at 5 p.m. at City Hall. And on the agenda, a proposal from the Lakota Group to prepare a heritage preservation plan for the city to replace something similar that goes back to 1980. Kenosha's Public Safety and Welfare Committee will be meeting at 5 p.m. at the Municipal Building. That agenda includes public hearings on an ordinance about windows in hotel rooms and an ordinance about open burning. The Mount Pleasant Village Board set to meet at 6:30 tonight at the Village Hall. Among the items on the agenda, an amended map that shows child safety zones for sex offender residency, discussion about the joint fire station and its staffing, and another attempt to fill the vacant trustee position. Racine County-owned Reef Point Marina going to be playing host to the Antique and Classic Boat Society's International Boat Show in less than a month. With those boats comes trailers and the need to put them somewhere. The Racine Park and Rec Board asked recently about the gravel road east of Pershing Drive for a fee on a 24-hour basis, something Department Director Tom Molbeck noted could get a little bit crowded. He indicated that there was no fee listed with the request, so one was created based on other uses for park and rec sites.
If they were going to get this, they were basically taking parking for what would be used for the park as a rental of some sort. So the fee that we came up with was the lowest fee that we have for a public event at Pershing, which is $175 a day, and a deposit of $250. To be honest with you, I like the event. I think it, from what I've heard, what I've seen, the boats are fantastic. It brings a lot of people to Racine. It'll bring a lot of people to our lakefront.
Ruled out for extra parking space, the grass at Pershing Park, where he said past events had caused some damage. And a relatively new arts district in Kenosha, loosely ringing Union Park off 7th Avenue and north of the Harborside Business District, part of the downtown area's long-running Second Saturday promotion this past weekend. The Union Park Art District consists of the Artworks Gallery, Left of the Lake Gallery, Revision Gallery, and its founding member, Lemon Street Gallery and Art Space. UPAD Director Beth Derry telling our partners at Gateway Public Radio, the district came together kind of through visioning and a little bit of luck.
We dug our heels in and said we're going to make this an arts district, and through the adoption of the Union Park, and organically, these other galleries came to this area, and it has really been a great way to establish this little district.
Which also includes Pete's Place, a longtime corner bar that under new owners has begun to feature various performing artists. The Kenosha County Board tomorrow evening could consider a resolution that supports the incentive package for Foxconn. Supervisor Terry Rose is sponsoring that bill, says he wants to make it clear Kenosha County wants the LCD production facility. He notes that when county officials met with two bonding agencies recently in Chicago, they expressed enthusiasm for the development.
They viewed this project as very positive for southeastern Wisconsin and Kenosha County as well. And the spill-off effect for local merchants, professional people, people looking for jobs, other companies who might be encouraged to come here, will be a real spark plug of development.
He notes development in Wisconsin has fallen far short of that in other states.
So this is our opportunity to get in the game. And believe me, if we don't want to get into the game with substantial incentives, I'm sure Massachusetts, Detroit, Michigan, California, Texas, or many other states will happily take the jobs and the development.
The resolution does not go into details about the incentive plan, which is likely going to be amended before it's considered by the state legislature. Gateway Technical College holding a rather intense four-month session to train workers to enter the in-demand field in careers in hotels and hospitality. There's going to be classes 5 to 9 p.m. on Mondays and Wednesdays, October the 9th through the 24th of January, a nighttime format to allow the students to continue to work while they learn about the management and the operation of hotels, motels, and resorts, as well as the service and the technical skills that are needed to be successful in that industry. You have to attend, however, informational sessions. They are being held tonight, first of all at the Delta Hotels by Marriott in Racine, and again August the 22nd at Gateway's Burlington Center. All the sessions begin at 6 p.m. Now, the training is free for those who are selected. To reserve a spot, call this number, 262-638-6541. The training is offered in conjunction with the Workforce Development Board. Watch the ticket sales on this one. Wisconsin's going to play Notre Dame in football beginning in 2020 at Lambeau Field, then at Soldier Field in Chicago the following year. Badger football coach Paul Chryst saying recently, I think it would be pretty cool. Teams have not met since 1964. Firefighter breathing apparatus is, of course, critical for the job they do, and the replacement cost is not small, which is why finding grant money is welcomed by municipal government leaders, the latest case being in the village of Caledonia. Administrator Tom Christensen telling Board of Trustees the current equipment becomes unusable in 2019, so the time to act is now. Almost $300,000 had been budgeted.
In the 2018 capital budget, we had $290,000 earmarked for replacement of that equipment. To the fire department's credit, they sought grant funding, and we are approved, if we choose to accept it, for a grant of $198,955 by the FEMA Assistance to Firefighters Grant Program.
He noted the village's 10% match to the grant will be just under $20,000, but there is some related equipment that also needs to be acquired.
And to complete the purchase of the additional rapid intervention packs and additional air bottles that they need when they're fighting fires, they need another $23,200 for a total additional of $43,095. We have sufficient funds within the court penalties and fees budget to cover that $43,000 without a problem.
And the village board gladly approved acceptance of that FEMA grant. And Wisconsin-based Tiki brand products, including the outdoor Tiki torches carried by those white nationalist protesters in Virginia, and the company's now publicly condemned the events there this past weekend, putting up on its Facebook page, "They are deeply saddened and disappointed. We do not support their message or the use of our products in this way," Tiki Brands wrote. The statement goes on to say, "The Tiki products are designed to enhance backyard gatherings and to help family and friends connect with each other at home in their yard," unquote. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.